Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.
Right now though.
Dermot and Dave's camper van of Christmas cheer.
Today FM.
Now, young Gary Barlow turned on the lights, and now we're taking our camper van of Christmas cheer on the road here at Today FM. It's going to be bringing festive joy all around the country, and now it's time to meet some amazing people on our first visit, which is Drumlish, County Longford, on the line. We should have Gráinne Dolan and Mairead Lennon. How are you?
Good morning.
How is Longford today?
Really good. A little bit miserable, but we're all in good spirits.
That was the most twins good morning ever. You both said it in exactly the same tone of voice at exactly the same time.
We're used to it now.
We have to ask you, who's older?
Mairead.
By a few seconds?
I'm older by 9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure. You were
okay.
You were around doing loads of stuff then before Gráinne showed up.
Yeah, sure. I was half reared.
Now, Gráinne, you heard about the camper van of Christmas cheer and you wanted to nominate Mairead for someone who should receive and be one of the first to receive some Christmas cheer from Dermot and Dave and our camper van from Today FM. Tell everybody why you think your wonderful twin sister Mairead deserves our Christmas cheer.
So in December 2019, our daughter Cara was born. And when she was born, she was born with a couple of heart problems. So she was rushed to Crumlin Children's Hospital. So we actually ended up spending 5 months there until Cara was strong enough for her open heart surgery. While we were in the hospital, Mairead, we have another daughter, Caitlin. She was 11 at the time and she was still in school. So Mairead kind of took over our home life while we were in Crumlin. I stayed in Crumlin for the 5 months. And after Peter's paternity leave, he decided to go back to work. We didn't really know how long Cara was going to be in the hospital for. So we decided to kind of, you know, keep things as normal as possible in regards to the family. So Caitlin, Cara was born just after Christmas. So when the Christmas holidays ended, Caitlin had to go back to school. So Mairead, she basically just took over the home life for us while we were in Crumlin and Caitlin was at home. She got Caitlin up and dressed and fed every day, got her ready for school, done homework with her. She kind of kept things as normal as possible for Caitlin as well. Caitlin attends Girl Guides and Chess Club and stuff like that. So Mairead brought her to all those things and done all that kind of stuff with her. She got Peter's uniform ready when he was working. Peter was up and down and up and down. If he had a day off, he'd be in Crumlin with us. You know, if he finished early, he'd be in Crumlin with us, all that kind of stuff. So Mairead came over, she cleaned the house. She kept everything, you know, she kept the heat on, all that kind of stuff in the house, even though we weren't here that much. She kind of kept everything kind of as normal as possible in the house.
And in a difficult situation like that, it must have felt pretty nice to know that Caitlin was living a relatively normal life in a really abnormal situation.
Absolutely. It was so good that she could still kind of see her friends during the week at school and go to school and keep things so normal. And then Mairead would pack her bags every weekend, get her ready, send her up to Crumlin to us. We were staying in the Ronald McDonald House, so Caitlin could stay with us at the weekends. So Mairead would have her stuff ready when she finished school on a Friday. And then she'd put her on the train. She'd bring her up on the train. If, you know, if Peter wasn't coming up or whatever, she'd send her up to me. Mairead would come back home for the weekend. And then she'd do the same on Sunday. She'd come up, bring her home, you know, get her ready for school on Monday. And it'd start all over again. Then when COVID hit in March, Caitlin's school finished and it all turned into homeschool. And Mairead actually finished up work and stayed at home with Caitlin until Cara passed away in May. So Mairead was there kind of from March until May doing the homeschooling with Caitlin. Caitlin couldn't visit us in the hospital or anything either because of COVID. So Mairead just, you know, done everything, you know, like from, you know, anything that Caitlin, bringing her out for walks and stuff during the day, even doing TikTok videos, anything kind of just to keep things as good as possible in a bad situation.
And you, I mean, you mentioned there, and I'm sure it's a shock to our listeners here, that little baby Cara didn't make it.
She didn't know. So she had her heart surgery on the 12th of April. And we were kind of hoping, you know, we knew it was a kind of a complex surgery. We were told kind of that it was her heart valve that was leaking. And the way they had described it to us would be like thread and cling film. So it was very, very, you know, complex surgery. So she was doing well for a couple of weeks afterwards, but the valve just didn't hold. So we were kind of told then, maybe a week before Cara passed away, that it wasn't looking good for her. So Mairead actually got Caitlin ready and brought her to Crumlin to us. You know, so we spent the last few days with Cara. You know, Mairead brought up an ink pad to us to do handprints for Caitlin and Cara, and, you know, to do pictures and, you know, all this kind of stuff, just to make the last few, like, week or so with Cara so special. So we had all the pictures, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mairead actually picked out the outfit, or we picked out the outfit, but Mairead went and got us the outfit for Cara to be laid and to rest in. And then when we came home with Cara, sure, Mairead had the house ready, you know, Cara's Moses basket was ready there for us to lay her to rest, you know, to put her lying in the house. And before she was laid to rest, she looked after the funeral, you know, she arranged the flower for us. She was talking to the priest for us. You know, really, we just had to bring Cara home, and Mairead had everything else looked after. We didn't have to think about anything over the next few days.
And how are you all now?
We're doing good. Thankfully, Mairead still comes over. You know, she's always kind of hanging around. She like we say, after Cara passed away, I found it quite hard to go out and do stuff again, especially with COVID. You know, people weren't doing things. You know, there wasn't so many things on. So I kind of found it a bit socially awkward, like to go to shops and stuff like that. But Mairead was kind of coming over and she was like, do you know, we'll go for a walk, or, you know, sure, if you want to go into the shop, I'll go in for you, but you can come in with me, you know, stuff like that. Mairead, she's still, like, she'll always look after Caitlin, but she always looks after Cara too. You know, she buys her little bits for her grave, and, you know, she always makes sure that Cara's memory is alive. She talks about her, you know, like even coming up to Christmas now, she'd be saying, oh, wouldn't Cara look so cute in this outfit? Or, you know, I wonder what Santa will be bringing Cara. This kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I'd say Caitlin, although she might be a bit young now, I think in years to come, Caitlin will look back and remember how much Mairead did for her and for you guys.
She is a bit young, but I think she knows and she appreciates how much Mairead has done for her and still does for her.
Yeah.
Mairead, how do you feel that you had the opportunity to step in there? Thankfully, geography was on your side, because I know you used to live abroad, but the fact that you are close, living near to each other in Longford, must have made a huge difference, so that you were there to help and to lend a hand.
Yeah, it did. I think it was great that I was here, and obviously not the other side of the world. But I just think it's something that anyone would do. It's not like I, you know, done anything extraordinary or anything out of the blue. I just done what anybody else would do for their sister and for their sister's family and for Caitlin. Like, I'm so close with Caitlin anyway. But this has made us even closer and brought us closer together. You know, we have sleepovers the whole time. We go walk the dogs together. We do lots together.
Yeah, angels, people who do amazing things often say things like, I just did what everyone else would do, but you didn't. Yeah, you did exactly what you would do, and that is what's amazing. And that's why Gráinne got in touch with us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you think, I don't know if you think this deeply about stuff or in this particular way, but do you think there was maybe the universe was bringing you back from Australia for this reason, so that you would be there when it mattered?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in all that kind of stuff anyway. But when we were coming home from Australia, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to come home yet. Maybe we'll give it another year, another whatever. And then my husband was like, look, we're coming home to get married. We'll give it a shot and see what happens. So I do believe that there was a reason we came home and we're happy at home and everything just fell into place for us. But I was, you know, it would have been a lot harder for me stuck the other side of the world with all this going on with Gráinne and Caitlin and Peter and Cara if I couldn't be here. And especially COVID, if I was stuck over there and couldn't get home, it would have been a complete different story.
The way that you guys have spoken this morning about the ordeal that you guys have gone through, it's plain to see that you give each other strength and you have that bond and love that has gotten you through this unbelievably difficult time.
Yeah, definitely. Mairead even came over, and when we were packing away all Cara's stuff, you know, and she sat there with us, and, you know, like where other people might feel uncomfortable or, you know, whatever, she kind of just sat there. You know, I was like, well, I might do this tomorrow. And she'd be like, well, I'll be there at 8:30. So, you know, there was no kind of like, well, do you want me to come over and help you? Yeah. It's just, well, sure, I'll be there anyway.
Mairead, do you have any other sort of these things you hear that twins experience in terms of being psychically connected or finishing each other's sentences? Do you have any
other things? No, unfortunately not. No, we're just a regular boring pair of twins. We didn't get any of the cool stuff.
Well, I think the stuff we've been talking about, I mean, it doesn't get any cooler than that, that support that Dave mentioned that you give to each other. We would love to obviously recognise this incredible story and share some Christmas cheer from our camper van. Are you able to take the device that you're on now and head towards your front door, if you wouldn't mind, because we have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
Okay, so are you at your front door?
Yeah, we're at our front door.
Okay, well, if you open the door, you should be able to see our big yellow Dermot and Dave camper van of Christmas cheer parked there.
Gary Bartle said you can see it from space, so I don't think you can miss it, in fairness.
And Sifra, our man who is taking the van around this week, is going to present you with a Dermot and Dave Lapland lap blanket. That's really Dave's.
Thank you so much. And
there's a golden envelope in there, Mairead, because Grainne and everybody else...
Yeah, I have it here in my hand now.
Okay, well, you can open the envelope because in there is a voucher for a pampering breakaway, which you absolutely deserve, down in beautiful Farnham Estate in County Cavan. You'll have dinner there in Maxwell's grill room, buffet breakfast each morning, 2 spa treatments, and you get to the hydrotherapy pool and the gym, and you even get afternoon tea as well, so that you feel extra special.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much.
Listen, happy Christmas, you guys. A little bit of Christmas cheer.
Happy Christmas, guys.
And it's just amazing to hear your story, and you're inspirational. And have a great Christmas.
Thanks so much. Happy Christmas.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye, Mairead. Bye,
Grainne. Bye.
Wow.
How cool are they? That's Grainne Dolan, Mairead Lennon, twin sisters from Longford. That family has been through a lot. So in a small way, we wanted to recognise that. And thank you very much to Grainne for getting in touch and nominating her wonderful sister.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.